Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian. Adora Magic City, China's first domestically built large cruise ship, left its construction dock today. Symbol and product of a breakthrough in domestic ship construction. Our reporter Zhang Shixuan was at the ceremony.
Today, China's first domestically made large cruise ship left its dock in Shanghai, which means more than 93% of its construction has been completed. Then it will begin another round of preparations for its first trial voyage scheduled for mid-July.
We have been working closely with advanced suppliers in China to build this first 5G cruise liner. This is testimony to China's advanced manufacturing and technology capabilities.
The first sea trial will focus on tests of the vessel's propulsion and steering systems, primarily those ensuring safety. The second, which is scheduled for late August, will focus on tests of passenger systems and facilities.
You can really tell the excitement of the ceremony that the ship's a milestone for China's shipbuilding industry and also the thousands of workers that have built the ship as well as the suppliers.
It's designed for a Chinese market, so to think about inside there are a lot of restaurants for very international food and Chinese food. The entertainment is and inside a lot of shopping malls. As Italian, so I'm very happy to be here as a partner for this cruise, and I hope to see you on November for the last stage, the last myself.
New entertainment and activities on a large cruise liner are also well arranged.
We have a restaurant offering German-style beer brewed with elements of seawater. We also offer Chinese-style dining, like hot pot. We are cooperating very closely with Mahua Fun Age to provide entertainment that caters to Chinese consumers.
The state-owned conglomerate and the world's largest shipbuilder, CSSC, signed an agreement on the design and construction of two 135,500 metric ton Vista-class cruise ships with Carnival Corp and Fincantieri in November 2018. Construction of the ship started in 2019 at the Shanghai Waigaoqiao Shipbuilding, and a series of technological innovations have been made during the construction process.
I have been on this project since 2015, so it has been 7 or 8 years now. I think my remaining career will continue to be closely related to the cruise industry, but for me this might be my last big project before retirement.
Before COVID, they were saying that China could become the first market overtaking the US in, let's say, around 2030. If that happens, we need a lot of ships to be built in China for the domestic market.
Measuring 323.6 meters in length, the ship will be able to accommodate more than 5,200 passengers. Final delivery is set for the end of this year. Zhang Shixuan, Money Talks.
The new site of the National Natural History Museum was unveiled in Beijing yesterday. Li Shuren has the story.
Formerly known as the Beijing Museum of Natural History, the museum is next to the Temple of Heaven in central Beijing. The country's only state-level comprehensive natural museum covers a floor space of 23,000 square meters. The museum now contains more than 370,000 specimens, including the most rare ones in the country. The museum's director says they will continue to collect more specimens, play an important role in scientific research, create learning programs, and strengthen international communication.
The museum's most important function is to collect, protect, study, and display natural items from across the country and even the world on behalf of China. Our duties also include studying natural heritage and the historical stages of human society.
The museum opened with a special exhibition featuring more than 100 treasures, including rare dinosaur specimens. Li Shuren, Shanghai Live.
Apple unveiled an augmented reality headset Monday called the Vision Pro, its riskiest and biggest bet since the introduction of the iPhone. Stephen Rancourt has more.
According to Apple, Vision Pro's augmented reality blends digital content with the physical world.
that provides users with an experience that is beyond what can be done on a screen. The system's interface is controlled by a user's eyes, hands, and voice.
So today, I'm excited to announce an entirely new AR platform with a revolutionary new product. And here it is.
The company emphasized that it drew upon its past decades of product design for the Vision Pro, which Apple said involved more than 5,000 different patents.
So in the same way that Mac introduced us to personal computing, and iPhone introduced us to mobile computing, Apple Vision Pro will introduce us to spatial computing.
Vision Pro will start at $3,500, more than three times the cost of Meta's most expensive mixed and virtual reality devices that currently dominate the market.
But at this price point, with a technology that's still, you know, developing, I still think this category is a couple years off.
Apple said that users of the Vision Pro will be able to select content inside the goggles with their eyes, tap their fingers together to click and gently flick to scroll, while also using a three-dimensional camera and microphone system to capture video and pictures that can be viewed in 3D later. Stephen Rancourt, Shanghai Live.